right now, and 5 or 6 times more than what we're doing right now, and not even burn yourself out. I can hear Wynn Draws saying, I'd rather burn out than rushed out. And I don't know anybody that's got more people living for God and more preachers preaching the truth and more churches directly tied to their ministry than the apostle Thomas Wynn Draws. I want you to understand, he knows something. Don't be worried about burning out. I'm very careful with you. I try not to put too much on your family because I try to keep the center post strong. And I want you to have time for home and time for family and time for laundry and time for games and time for whatever you do with your family, because the church will never be any stronger than all that. All that being said, I still think we can punch it. I think we can just punch your accelerator foot a little bit and just say, I can hear, Brother Tracy was showing me a picture of an old vintage Mustang that he's got. I like to just hear it sometime. I love it when I'm at a light and I hear a little Mustang or something come up beside me. And it makes me want to slam it down and see how we can accomplish. They better not pull up by my wife. Tell you what, those minivans will haul. They will boogie. And she's got 160 on that speedometer. And I just got this feeling one day I'd like to see if it will really do. It may be like when they broke the sound barrier and it rattled and it shook and it gave them all kind of terrible impressions before they broke. But when they broke through, it was like silk. So when I break through 155, it might just perfectly, and the fenders might fly off and the radio antenna might, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I may never actually do that, but I want this church to run at its capacity. I want it to move and drive and be what God has called it to be. Somebody say goose it. Come on, you gotta goose it, you gotta punch it, you gotta floor it, you gotta accelerate the actualization. You can have a bucket of hot water or just a few degrees more. You can have something that has power in it that'll drive a locomotive. All you need is a few degrees more and it becomes something with power. Goose your witness. Goose your testimony. Goose your Bible study. Goose your ministry. Goose your giving. Jesus said, Matthew 28, go! And he told them to do some things. But the first thing you got to do is go. And in Mark chapter 16, he said unto them, go into all the world. There's this going. He wants you to teach, preach the gospel to every creature. He wants you to teach people and baptize them and teach them again. John chapter 15, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. You want to glorify God? Anybody here want to glorify God? You want your life to count in the kingdom of heaven? You want to glorify God? Herein is your Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. The last words of Jesus before he ascended into heaven. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. The last thing he told his church, I want you to witness. You've got it. I've raised you up. I've walked with you. I've planted in you. And now your purpose and your mission and your action revolves around your witness to your world. And you start on your own block and you start in your own neighborhood and then you move out from there. They started in Jerusalem and then in Samaria and then Judea, and then they were all the way to Rome. They were in the uttermost parts of the world. How do we get more out of it? We strive for excellence in every ministry. Your ministry matters, and it matters that you do it well, and it matters that you get it right, and it matters that you tweak it, and it matters that you think about it and ponder on it and see how can I get a little bit more out of this. Your prayer life matters. How can we get where we need to go? Everybody's prayed up and everybody is running over with the Spirit of God and everybody's running over with prayer. Goose your prayer. Goose it. morning, noon, and night. While you're driving, come early to church. Press through the fellowship. Find yourself a place to pray. And somebody comes and they want to talk to you, just say, I'm goosing it. I want to get a little bit more. It may just be another 10 minutes. But look, if we all got another 5 minutes, if we all got another 10 minutes, if we all got another hour, my God, you take a cumulative of what we can do if we just bring a little bit more. Goose it. Your prayer matters. Your prayer matters. Tell somebody about it. My prayer matters. My God, it may be when we get on the other side that the most important thing that was in our calling is that we are called to pray. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. His house should be a house of prayer. You are his house. It's not about this metal building. This is not his house. You are his house. And his house has been called to be a house of prayer for all nations. Prayer is the oil. Prayer is the source of renewal. Prayer is where we reprioritize. Prayer shapes the way before us. Prayer touches people you haven't even met yet. Prayer draws Cornelius to Peter and draws Peter to Cornelius. Prayer opens up a door that no man can close. Vesta Mangan said, if prayer is anything, prayer is everything. Church of the Living God, if we're going to get to the next level, all of hell says no. All of hell is going to fight against it. If you think that it is by chance that there has never been a thriving apostolic church in the district of Alabama, it is not by chance. There are strongholds and there are strong men in this state. But I believe every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess. And I believe God is well able if God can find a people who will pray. Boom, boom. Just goose it. Boom. You've been praying. You've been coming to church. You've been praying. You've been doing a good job. But goose that thing. You've got a lot between where you are and the red line. Just see what, don't you want to see what it'll do? Don't you want to just see what God can do in a piece of flesh and bone before you draw your last breath? Wouldn't you just like to see what God can do, that God could uncork something in you that this city has never seen before? Praise God. Every team, every ministry, pray before you act. Pray before you teach. Pray before you sing. Pray before you cook Sunday school. Pray over it all. Talk in tongues. I want all the Sunday school teachers to stand. All the Sunday school. If you're involved in teaching, you're involved in Sunday school at any level, I want you to stand. I want you to pray over Sunday school right now. And I want you to talk in tongues. Lift it up. Come on. Somebody cry out unto God. Hallelujah. Come on. Before you teach these babies, pray over these babies. Walk through that house, praying over that house. Talk in tongues. Lay your hands on them. Goose it a little bit. We got a great Sunday school. But I wanted to see what it really can be, what it really can do. Will somebody pray for these babies? My God, talk in tongues. Claim those little bodies. Claim those little souls. Walk by them and talk in tongues. Point at them and prophesy. That one belongs to Jesus. This one belongs to the kingdom. This one's going to live for God. Praise God. Praise team. I love our praise team. They do a great job. But claim the house, praise team. Come on, claim the house. Get up in here and before you sing, pray. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Paul said, I thank God I talk in tongues more than you all. It only tells me we need to talk in tongues more. You don't understand what you're saying. You might just use it to punctuate your prayer. But you need a season of talking tongues. Talk in tongues while you're driving. Talk in tongues while you're cutting the grass. Talk in tongues while you're cleaning the kitchen. Talk in tongues. You can do that and disengage your mind because your mind doesn't understand it anyway. I learned that from Sister Elmina Parker in our first year of living for God. She would talk in tongues while she was snapping green beans. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Talking in tongues. Praise team, I love you. Sing. Sing with all your heart. Be excellent in what you do, but pray. Pray over the instruments. Pray over the platform. Claim your turf. Claim your area. I want you to know that the king sent out the choir and they destroyed the opposing armies. There is no, I mean, one ministry in this house catch on fire can shake everything else that's going to go on. Come on, don't wait for somebody else. Don't depend on anybody else. Just hunker down and you lay hold of what God has promised. Claim the house, talk in tongues. Media team, get up in that little booth and have yourself a shout. Don't hurt anything though. Pray over it, lay your hands on it. Get yourself hunkered together and pray over one another. What you do is so extremely important to everything that we do. Talk in tongues over everything that you do. Get in that coffee shop, Brother Jerry and Sister Sarah, talk in tongues in there. Talk in tongues over the coffee pot and over the coffee and over the stools and say, let a visitor sit right here. Get the Holy Ghost in this coffee. Let him sling coffee everywhere and knock over the machines and tear it all up. We'll buy a new one. My goodness, we need somebody to get the Holy Ghost in the coffee shop. We need people to get the Holy Ghost in the sound booth. We need them to walk by the sound booth and say, oh, I feel something. Something's on me. Goose it! See what you can get out of it. There's a lot more under the hood there and what God's given you than what you're using. Praise God. It's a rule of formation, rule of spiritual formation. You got to have a move of God that has to happen in you. Prayer is the way that happens. Talk in tongues more. Goose this thing. Floor this thing. Everybody in the house needs to be praying. Everybody in the house needs to be singing. Everybody needs to be praising. Everybody needs to be preaching with the preacher. It's so easy to just settle back down and we're like a bunch of pigeons and something throws a rock amongst us and we get all energized and excited and then we just settle back down to what we were doing before they threw the rock. But that's not what we need to be like. We need to get stirred and stay stirred, but that's not what somebody else does to you. The apostle told his protege, stir up the gift that is within you. It's your job. It's your responsibility. Stir it up. Samson shook himself. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. My God, you may think I'm kidding. I'd love it if you just stood up right now and just shook yourself and got yourself wired up in the Holy Ghost. Witness, goose it, testify, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I want you to say it in the house, but it's a whole lot more effective if you say it outside the house. You're designed to work outside this house. This is where we come to get refilled and replenished and shaped up and taught and inspired. And we get vision here. We get together and we feel the strength. But the real job of the church is out there. Out on your street and on your job, tell everybody, everybody, tell everybody every day. Use those cards, use those tracks. Every school ought to be hearing this. Every job ought to be hearing this. Every neighborhood ought to be hearing this. Every Walmart needs to be hearing about this. Every Publix, I don't go there, they're too expensive, but Mika goes there because she coupons and I don't, but she does and they give her things just to make her go away. She walks out with baskets full of stuff and they pay her. But it's all too mysterious for me. I don't understand couponing. So I just go to Walmart with the rest of the people of Walmart. Sometimes, how many of you read Helping Your Child Become? They talked about going shopping, not to shop, but to train your children so that you don't have the pressure of a schedule. Can I suggest to you, it's worth your while sometime to take your cards and your tract and get yourself to Walmart or Publix or somewhere just to go up and down the aisles to greet people. And it's amazing how quick people are to talk and talk to them about whatever they're buying or you're buying and then just ease on in there and say, hey, have you ever been to a real sure enough Pentecostal church before? Or give them one of those little cards that says, do you know that nobody, sabías que nadie en la Biblia fue bautizado en los títulos de Padre y el del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo? Oh, no. They didn't know that because they don't speak Spanish, but take the cards with you. Go shopping just to shop for a soul. Take your wife, call it a date. We do good. We're going to buy a baked chicken. Go to the hospital when nobody's sick and just go to the waiting rooms. Do you know everybody in a waiting room in a hospital wants prayer? Everybody, especially you go to an ICU waiting room, they're just desperate for somebody to pray. They got a loved one hanging by a thread. They need the move of God in their life. And you can walk up in there on a Tuesday afternoon or a Friday night. They're open all the time. They take bedding up in there and go to sleep. If you walk up in there and just say, would anybody like to pray? I guarantee you pray somebody through the Holy Ghost in a waiting room at a hospital. You ought to tell every waiter. You ought to tell every waitress. You ought to tell every police officer that stops you. And you ought to go fast so you get stopped more often. So you can meet new people. No, don't do that. You ought to tell every doctor. You ought to tell every nurse. You ought to tell every teacher. Because somebody's hungry and somebody's hanging by a thread and somebody's on the verge of suicide and somebody's in great need and somebody has been positioned strategically so that you will meet them and you'll bring them the truth and you're going to coincide, you're going to intersect with them. And this is a moment that you will miss if your affections are not set on things above. If you're so harried and worried about, I got to get home because I got to check Facebook. I got to get home because I got to work on this game. I got to get home because I got to do this. If you got important stuff to do, I'm not giving you a hard time about any of that. I want you to have a place to relax, and I want you to have a thing to do that just kind of puts your mind in neutral, but it doesn't need to dominate your life, and you need to have the liberty to get out and say, I'm going to spend a few hours working for the kingdom of God. I want the bus team to goose it, not the drivers. I want you to go through the bus and pray over the bus and lay your hands on every seat and prophesy about children that are going to come to the house of God and receive the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray, fill the net, oh God. Now, let me tell you something about our buses. Our buses have been faithful. Our drivers and our folks that work the buses have been faithful. But let me tell you what we need. We need somebody that will go to the site of each of those routes and go on Saturday mornings and knock every door and talk to them. A successful bus ministry always has somebody that is going into those areas and knocking doors. I can't draft you to do that. God's got to breathe that into you. But I'm telling you, you can fill these buses a whole like 60 kids or more because they're little. But you can go knock on those doors. You can fill up a bus. I'll guarantee you can fill up a bus. It's happened. Do you know Tony Spell in Baton Rouge, Louisiana had 600 people on buses a few weeks ago when I talked to him? He's got 13 buses. That's about 50 people on each bus. His bus captain, he's got a route of his own. He goes out and knocks doors on Saturdays and they're filling up those buses. His church is chaos. They probably have fewer home folks than we do. And 600 immigrants, and most of them unruly children. It's amazing. He calls it controlled chaos, but there's nothing controlled about it. But I'm telling you, you can fill up a bus. These ministries are not for everybody, but everybody has a ministry. And I want it to be passion-based. I want you to find something that you can love, that you can pour your heart and your zeal into. Everybody needs to be teaching a Bible study. The youth team needs to be praying over these kids and just goose it. Pray for them. Lay your hands on them. Call them by name. Barnabas is great. They cook food for you when you're sick, when you come home from the hospital. They bake cakes for folks. It's a wonderful ministry. Ladies, pray over that food when you're making it. Just take it up the next notch. Pray over that food. And when you deliver it, pray over the person you're delivering it to. Have a shouting fit in their house. Just jack the thing up a little bit. Just goose it a little bit. If we'll do that in every ministry, just across the board in everything that we do, it's just a little bit. In every ministry across the board, this church is going to move into a different dimension. This church is going to move into a different strata of what God has. The promotion team, pray over the cards, talk in tongues, in his image, goose it. Pray over the kids, lay hands on daughters of the king, goose it. Lay hands on these kids, pray for them. Elders team, pray over these elders, call them by name. Spanish team, ayúdame, David. it's not right to say goose it, because that would be ganzoel, which means just lay around and be lazy, like a goose. It doesn't work. So I looked up some other stuff, and it was like hacer el ganso. But it doesn't mean the same thing. It means be lazy. So what would you say if you wanted to push the accelerator and really get it going? Hacer lerar. Spanish team, hacer lerar. Goose the thing. Get to them. Pray for them. Talk in tongues. Quizzers. I don't know what quizzers will do if they goose it. I want all the quizzers to stand and all the coaches to stand and everybody involved in quizzing. And I want you to say, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. All the quizzers say, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest. You understand what he's saying? I want you to emphasize the kingdom of God in everything that you do. When you stand up, when you walk in the way, when you lie down at night, everything that you do. Said, let them be a binding upon your hand, a frontlet between your eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Kids, if you take that really literally, some of your parents are going to have a problem. If you're a Jewish kid, that's okay. They write that on the door. Praise God. We just need to goose it. If you make the baskets, Sister Tabitha, Sister Jody, pray over those baskets. Talk in tongues over those baskets. That's a great ministry. Everything that we do, though, let's ratchet it up. Let's stand together. Hospitality, greeters, everything that we do, goose it, goose it, goose it. Hacer lear, whatever. I don't know what I just said. Oh, I said to do to read the first time, which means nothing at all. Sometimes when I'm talking in Spanish, I'm like the guy that was doing sign language at Nelson Mandela's funeral. The deaf people started calling in and say, this guy doesn't make any sense. Turns out he couldn't speak a word of deaf. Or however you frame that. But you get my meaning. Goose it. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Terry, is Max going to get baptized? Bring him on up. Get him ready. Praise God. Reggie, you want to take care of that for me? Anybody else in the house need the Holy Ghost? Need to get baptized? I want everybody in this house that wants to serve God and minister effectively in the kingdom, I want you to just come down to this altar right now. And I want you to offer yourself up again, anew, afresh. And I want you to ask God to just make you better in every area. Ask him to open a door. Ask him to anoint your efforts. Hallelujah. 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 God, mighty God, I want to be used of you, oh God. God, I want to be a soul winner. I want to be effective. God, I want to make a difference. God, I want to shake my city. God, I want to shake my school. God, I want the Holy Ghost to fall on my job. Mighty God, I need revival in my home. You lay your hands on what God loves, and God will lay his hand on what you love. You lay your hands on what God loves, and God will lay his hand on what you love. Tell God about it tonight. Tell him what you'd like to see. Tell him what you'd like to see. Mighty God, have your way. Work the work, oh God, that pleases you. To pray right now. Brother Eddie is here, I guess, in the house, or has been in the house. Yeah. Brother Eddie just told us that there was just an explosion. Is it U.S. pipe or U.S. steel? At the steel mill. And two or three people have been killed and several have been injured. These are people that Eddie works with. Mike Herring works with these folks. And I want us to just stop right now and do the work of the church. I want us to pray for these families, and I want us to pray for the people that are there right now trying to sort through this, and these that are hurt, and these that are injured. We want to pray for them right now. Mighty God, lay your hand on it all. God, you see it, and God, you're able. And God, we need you to touch these families and these lives, these loved ones, oh God. God, we need you to minister there as only you are able. Holy Ghost, move in that place. Word of God, move in that place. Strengthen and bless, oh God. Let mercy move, God. Let grace cover somebody's life tonight there. God, mighty God, bless these people. Help these people, oh God. We call on you, name Jesus. We call on the name above every name, God. Move in that place, God. Touch those lives. Touch those families, oh God. Do it in the name above every name, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's give God praise. Let's magnify him. But I want you to know you're not going to have always to touch those guys and gals on the job. You're not always going to have a season of an open door to touch these kids at your school. Life changes and seasons change, and some people just leave the earth. We need to be about the business of God. Take me to the water, yeah. Gonna be baptized, oh yes. Somebody sang. Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
Take me to the water now. I'm gonna be baptized.
Be baptized.
Somebody say, take me to the water. Hallelujah.
Take me to the water. Take me to the water.
Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands and lift up a shout to God. We magnify you. We magnify you, oh God. We bless your name. God bless you. Strengthen and bless somebody before you leave the house tonight. Goose it. Get more out of your prayer life. Get more out of your word life. Make yourself a presence to be dealt with on your job and in your school. Let's see what God will do. Remember to lift up the groves in prayer. Thank you.